what's poppin'. Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that shit like Stockton. Just joshin', I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. Hello, this is the No Flags Podcast. We're here to talk about sports. My name's Eli.
Hi, I'm Rock.
And we're going to talk all sports all the time. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you tune in again. First off, since this is the inaugural podcast, we're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. First off, my name's Eli. I'm Rock's stepdad. And I'm going to tell you about my favorite teams. I'm a longtime Tennessee football fan, Tennessee Vol fan. And I also like the Miami Dolphins. And I'm a New York Knicks fan, so don't hold that against me. Rock, tell me a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Rock. I'm a 10-year-old from Knoxville. And my favorite teams in the NBA, I like the Cleveland Cavaliers. In the NFL, I like the Baltimore Ravens. And for college, I like Ohio State and Tennessee.
Wow, he put Ohio State first. It's sad. It's okay, though. It's okay. He's got time.
Nobody wanted to hear his opinion.
Nobody wants to hear my opinion. It's okay. It's okay. Ohio State's great and Tennessee's terrible right now. It's fine. We'll get better.
We will. All right. I like both teams equally.
Yeah.
Don't hold it against me.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. So here's what we're going to talk about today. Right now, we're in week 13 of the NFL. So we're going to run that down with our picks for the week. We're going to talk about who we think our top quarterback, wide receiver, and running backs are. Our top 10 power rankings. And our offensive, defensive player of the year so far, and our rookie of the year. So, Rock, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the awards.
You want to do the awards first?
Sure.
Okay, so you want to do offensive player of the year?
Sure, my offensive player of the year, the pick I have is DK Metcalf. I think he's been destroying defenses, and I think that he's earned it because he has kind of, he stepped up his playing from last year, and he's a top 5 wide receiver, or top 3 wide receiver.
Totally. I agree. He's doing really well. Doing really good. I would go, I'm going to be hack. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes. He's doing great. I mean, he's on the team that's 9-1. He's the defending champion. I mean, he's throwing more touchdowns than anybody. Said his team's 9-1. He's doing great. I would go Derrick Henry, too. Trucking people.
Yeah.
Doing great things.
That was my second pick, but right. I just only included one.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook's having a great year, too.
He is.
Yeah.
But when I thought of offensive player of the year, I thought somebody who really earned it, and I thought of DK.
Yeah, and you really can't keep Dalvin Cook in there because his team kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Minnesota. But you kind of do stink. And I think you got to think about Russell Wilson, too. Russell Wilson's having a really good year.
I thought he blew his MVP odds in, week 8 when he got, blown out by some team.
It's true.
I thought he blew his odds because he kind of messed it up.
He's kind of regressing a little bit. But he's still a good quarterback. He's got 31, 31 touchdowns. He's not bad.
He's in my top 3.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, good call. I would go Mahomes. So, Mahomes, DK Metcalf. All right, good stuff. How about your defensive player of the year?
I chose T.J. Watt. He leads the NFL in sacks. His team is 11-0. The defense shuts every offense down. They can barely pass. They can barely run. It's really difficult to get past their defense. So I'd go with T.J. Watt leading the lead with sacks on the Steelers.
Yes, we can agree on. T.J. Watt's got 11 sacks. His team is 11-0. T.J. Watt should be Defensive Player of the Year. I think Aaron Donald.
He's up there, too. I think his productivity from last year has kind of slowed down a little. Last year, he was going insane, but he slowed down a little bit.
10 sacks, though.
He has 10 sacks, though. I'm not holding that against him.
But. And I'm going to say also, Miles Garrett.
Maybe
you don't like him.
I don't like him.
I don't like him. Maybe you don't like him as a person. I don't know.
He's a great player, though.
Maybe you don't like the city he plays for, Cleveland, where their rivers catch on fire. The rivers catch on fire, kids. Don't ever go to Ohio. I didn't say that. Miles Garrett, 9.5 sacks. You got to think about that. Okay. Where are we going to go? Rookie of the year.
My rookie of the year is Justin Herbert. I'm not holding him against him that their team is 3-8.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're terrible, but I think he's really I feel like the Chargers really took a chance on him at quarterback by trading Phillip Rivers. They totally could have kept Phillip Rivers there. He was doing pretty good, but I feel like they took a chance and the chance paid off. Even though they're 3-8, he is a really good pocket passer, I think, and he deserves it. He did really well against that Monday Night Football game against the Saints.
Totally. But
even though they lost by a field goal, I still feel like they deserve more wins than they have. Their team is really good.
Who's number one on my list, Rock?
Justin Herbert.
I mean, it's hard to argue. He's great. I mean, they Tua got picked ahead of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, obviously Tua's got a great upside, but Justin Herbert is killing it right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing really good. And we've talked about this. That's the best 3-8 football team I may have ever seen. They're awesome. And Justin Herbert, his pocket presence is amazing. I mean, to be a 21-year-old, 22-year-old kid, I don't know how old he is.
Out of Oregon.
But that kid in the pocket, he's so steady and he looks so calm. I think he's going to have he's lights out going forward. And I just jotted a couple more names down. Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
Killing it. Killing
Chase
it.
Claypool.
Chase Claypool. Killing it. Mm-hmm. Poor old Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That guy would totally be rookie of the year if he did not absolutely explode his knee right there a couple of weeks ago. And then I got to throw my boy Tua in there. Go Fins. Go Fins.
I don't mind the Fins. Don't hold it against me.
Yeah, it's okay. You got to put Tua in there, although he's not lighting it up. But he'll get there. He'll get there. Okay. So that's offensive, defensive, and rookie of the year. Well done. All right, let's go to the power rankings. What do you think, Rob?
My number one team is the Chiefs.
Okay.
I feel like the Steelers and the Chiefs are 100% meeting in the AFC Championship.
Okay.
And I think the Chiefs' offense is using the West Coast. I don't think the Steelers have experienced that too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the Chiefs are gonna I don't feel like they're gonna tear apart the defense, but I think they're gonna pick. Kind of holes where nobody else is not.
You're talking about the Steelers defense.
The Steelers defense. About the Steelers defense.
I got you.
The Chiefs offense, I feel. I don't trust the defense too well, but then again, I don't trust the Steelers offense very well. And at number two, of course, I have the Steelers 11-0, but they really haven't faced a whole bunch of people, and they almost lost to the Cowboys in their fourth string quarterback. No harsh Steelers fans, but come on, really.
I got you.
Three is the Saints. Even though they might be missing Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas next week, or this upcoming week, I can't really, it's hard to argue with Breeze's pocket presence and just his ability to make plays.
Sure.
And then at four, instead of the NFL, had the Green Bay at four, but I put the Titans at four. Mm. I think that running game is so strong, it's almost hard to shut down.
Titans at four, steady. Go ahead.
And then I think if the Titans and Green Bay were to meet, I'm just talking about like fantasy type thing.
Yeah. Because
they were on the NFL website. Green Bay was fourth, and Titans were sixth. But
well, you know, I mean, you know, they could meet.
They could meet at some.
It's
point.
It's a thing. They can. It's they could called
meet
the Super Bowl.
If they meet in the Super Bowl.
It's called the Super Bowl. They could meet.
If they meet, I think that run game. I don't trust the Green Bay's defense.
So you have Green Bay fifth.
I have Green Bay fifth.
Okay.
I have Green Bay fifth.
All right.
Sixth, I have the Bills.
Yeah.
I think they're really good Super Bowl contenders.
Whew, you are snack kicking somebody right now. Oh.
Huh.
Go ahead. No. Keep going.
I think seven is the Rams. But I don't really... I put seven Rams because of their defense. I don't think their offense has the ability to make plays.
Right.
To make plays to be a top five team.
Okay.
The Bucks at number nine.
Who's eight?
Oh, eight is Bucks. Eight is the Buccaneers.
Eight is the Bucks. Okay.
Even though they lost to Kansas City, they still put up a respectable fight.
And they did. They did better. They did better than I thought they would.
And I just want. I'm not. I don't like Tom Brady. Eli doesn't like Tom Brady.
No, I hate Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I still think you shouldn't count him out.
That's true.
But
I hold on. Can I real quick?
100%.
The Bucks at number eight, but the Bucks at number eight also let Tyreek Hill get 203 yards in the first quarter.
That's all I'm gonna say. I don't trust the defense as secondary. I trust them. I trust the Buccaneers defense up front though.
Yeah.
They had like a top three defense in like week five or something. But
well, they didn't have a top three defense last Sunday.
No, they didn't.
Whew, it was ugly. All right, who's number nine?
At nine, I have the Colts. Even though they lost to the the Titans, I still think they're a playoff team.
Okay, who's 10?
10 is the Cardinals.
Woo wee! Wow, boy, do we have the okay.
I know I'm leaving some.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I have the Cardinals because I think Kyler Murray still has an amazing ability to make plays when everything goes wrong. DeAndre Hopkins, of course, is one of the best receivers in the league.
DeAndre Hopkins is, I agree.
Yeah. And I don't know. I trust that defense is secondary.
Totally.
They have Buda Baker and Pat Pete.
All right.
I really don't want to argue against the Cardinals.
Okay.
Even though they lost the Patriots.
Okay. All right. So look, my top 10 is going to be the up top's going to be different. Up top is close. The bottom half is way different. I think you missed several teams.
I know.
It's okay though. But this is the thing. Your opinion, my opinion. Number one, I have the Steelers. And I have the Steelers for one reason. It's because you got to beat me first. And they're 11-0. I got you. The Steelers didn't beat the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are 9-1. Steelers are 11-0. Until somebody beats the Steelers are my number one team. And that's all I got to say. And the Chiefs are going to get that opportunity, more likely than not, like you said, in the AFC Championship. Chiefs, obviously, number two. I'm with you. Saints, number three. Number four... Where's the Seahawks on your list, Rock?
I totally
where's Seattle on your list, Rocco?
I forgot to put
I was about to say, where's Seattle on your list, Rocco?
Sorry, Seahawks fan, I was going to put you in, but I forgot. Not because you guys are a bad team.
It's okay.
I think you guys are definitely a top five team.
Rock is snack-caking the Pacific Northwest right now.
Sorry.
It's okay. That has to be an oversight. Tune in next week, Seahawks fans. I'm sure he'll make this up to you.
My bad.
It's okay. So you had the Bills at number six. I've got the Bills fifth. Essentially, we just kind of we sort of switched the Bills and the Packers. I've got Steelers, Chiefs, Saints, Seahawks, Bills, Packers, and you had the Packers fifth. I've got them sixth, and I've got the Titans seventh. You got the Titans fourth. I've got them seventh. I got it. Derrick Henry.
Can I intervene?
Absolutely.
I'm not making a real recall. I might. Maybe next week I might switch Green Bay and the Titans.
Maybe, yeah.
But I don't really trust that Titans secondary that defense. Like, they have, like, Adoree Jackson isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Byard really isn't playing too hot.
But their defense is getting better because these guys are getting healthy. And what I will say is the Titans defense, I think, is going to get better as the season goes on.
Uh-huh. And the secondary is starting to play together.
Here's my concern about the Titans. Is I don't think Derrick Henry is going to be able to run people over for 17 weeks and all through the playoffs. Because that's just not how human bodies work. I think eventually you're going to have to depend on Ryan Tannehill, and I don't know if Ryan Tannehill can make it happen.
They have A.J. Brown, a huge playmaker, which is the only reason I argue with him.
And if A.J. Brown can throw the ball to himself, that'd be great. But at some point in time, you're going to have to depend on Ryan Tannehill.
I understand, and they've really horse-fed Derrick Henry, so they're not giving Ryan Tannehill opportunities to stand in the pocket and throw as much.
All I'm saying is right now, everything's going great. I think eventually Derrick Henry is going to get tired, he's going to get hurt, he's going to get banged up, and I think in the dog days of the playoffs, I think if you run into a Steelers team that will absolutely stop Derrick Henry from running the ball, I think that's going to be an issue. That's why I've got the Titans at number seven. I've got the Rams at eight. I don't know. I'm not happy with that. I could have put the Bucks right there. I could have put the Colts right there. I could even put the Cardinals right there. I'll put the Rams right there. I got my Dolphins at nine because I got to put my Dolphins somewhere because I got to give my Dolphins some love. And I have nothing else to say about that. I'm not going to get into the personnel. I'm not going to get into the coaches. I'm just going to get into South Florida. Go Fins. And then number 10, I'm going to put the Ravens at number 10. Because if Lamar Jackson comes back, they've got a steady, ugly defense. And they've got Lamar Jackson, who can make things happen even though he's regressing from last year. Because people are playing him differently. But they got Dez Bryant. They've got a decent running game. And Lamar Jackson eventually is going to do something. I don't know. They're still a good team. So I got the Ravens 10. So our top 10's different. Everybody's stuff's different. So... there's that. Rock, who's your top three quarterbacks?
I have Mahomes, who's obviously leading the league. I have Aaron Rodgers at two. I think even though his play has regressed a tiny bit from the earlier weeks, I still think he has an amazing passer rating. He's in a great big playmaker. And I think you really shouldn't count Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs.
Never count Aaron Rodgers out.
And then I have Russell Wilson at three. There you go, Seahawks fans.
See?
He still has, I just forgot to put you guys in my top 10.
See?
That's a forgetting, not a excluding.
Yeah. It's not a knock. He loves you guys.
I have one of your hoodies, actually.
Yeah, he does.
And I think he has great, Russell Wilson has great players around him. He has a great team. Their defense is great. He has great receivers. His running back position could get better. If the team around him, his running back could get better. I think he could be a number two quarterback. I think he could get up. And then, do you want me to do wide receivers?
No, I'll go my quarterbacks. Okay. And it's going to be pretty easy because that's pretty simple. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers
and
Russell Wilson. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, look, I'm sorry. Josh Allen's four. I mean, Josh Allen, you can slide in there. You can make an argument for Josh Allen, but Josh Allen's off. He's on and off sometimes.
He hurt himself in the Chargers game.
He did hurt himself.
He pulled a Joe Theismann.
He did. Look, it is what it is. Like I said, and you know, and there's a. I mean, to me, there's a steady drop off between like them and a Kyler Murray or a Josh Allen. Like those, to me, those are the three premier quarterbacks. You know, like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is not Drew Brees of old. He's Drew Brees old. He's just Drew Brees old.
He's Drew Brees that's old.
He's Drew Brees. He's old.
No knock against the Saints.
No knock against the Saints. Sorry. Even though I don't care for your town too much. It smells like pee and vomit. Anyway.
I love you.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's pretty simple. We're going to move on from that. Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and who's the third one?
Russell Wilson.
Those are obviously the top three. Running backs, you got to go Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook. Who else?
I did Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara three.
Even though from what I read, he was limited at practice a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he is one of the biggest playmakers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He is just able to read, kind of read things really well.
Yep.
I think his kind of... what I'd call a human joystick.
Yes.
He's able to really get a change of direction.
I think you could put Aaron Jones in that mix too.
Aaron Jones would be a fourth, but his play has really regressed from earlier in the season.
It's off and on. It's off and on.
Yeah, he's on off and on.
The kid from KC.
Oh,
the three-name guy.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That guy.
He had an amazing rookie debut.
Mm-hmm.
He did good for about till week 9, I'd say, and then
people are trying to kind of figure him out.
Yeah, and then the Chiefs traded for Le'Veon Bell, which I thought was a great trade. Then again, Jets.
Oof.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
You traded Jamal Adams, one of the top safeties in the game.
Tell him, Rob.
Then you traded Le'Veon Bell.
Free truck.
Not good.
Free
not,
truck.
You aren't. Your general office.
Well, you know what they're doing.
Manager.
Tell them what they're doing, Rob.
Oh, yeah, they're rebuilding.
They're tanking.
They're tanking for Trevor.
They're tanking for Trevor. It's exactly what they're doing.
Trevor.
They're tanking for Trevor. It's exactly what they're doing.
Good luck with your tanks.
Yeah, good luck with your tanks.
My wide receiver, I have the same running backs as Eli does.
Yeah.
In the same order.
Pretty
simple. My wide receiver is DK Metcalf. He's just lighting it up.
It's killing. That's your offensive player of the year right now, right?
Yeah, it's my offensive player of the year.
Yeah,
he's number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I thought DeAndre Hopkins would make it an amazing second.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do so hot against the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
but he lit it up against that steady Seahawks defense.
Yes, he did.
He exposed them. I think he is just an amazing receiver.
It's great.
All around, he's a great medium, deep, and short threat.
Can't argue with that.
Tyreek Hill is my third.
Mm-hmm.
200 yards in the first quarter. Wrap that around your head. That's silly.
I mean, I think I was watching the replay, and that broke a record. Like, that broke a 14-year-old record from...
Michael Irvin?
No. Actually, it was a guy named Lee Evans that played for the Buffalo Bills. Rock, can I give you one guess, or I can give you 311 guesses. Where did Lee Evans go to high school?
Farragut.
No, Lee Evans went to Powell High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
We are from Knoxville.
And we are from Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way. But Lee Evans went to Powell High School, did not go to the University of Tennessee. Can't remember where he went. I don't know. I think he went to Marshall or something like that. I can't remember. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, went on. And apparently he just blew up in a quarter once for the Bills, I guess. But then Tyreek broke that record.
I'm a giant Tyreek Hill fan.
I think you could. I'm sorry, not trying to interrupt.
Yeah.
I think you could put Devontae Adams in there.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I was a huge fan. I got him on my fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of trust in Devontae,
mm-hmm.
but I think his play has kind of regressed
just a little bit.
Just a little, not a knock.
Now I'm not saying these aren't in the top three. I'm saying you could make an argument. I think you'd make an argument for Stephon Diggs. I think Stephon Diggs.
No.
You don't think Stephon really?
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is killing it right now. I think Stephon Diggs is absolutely one of the top five wide receivers.
He's a top five, not a top three.
Really?
Yeah, and I just kind of.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Say it, Rock. He's on the Bills.
He's on the Bills.
Oh, it's gross. It's gross. See, Mom's a Bills fan.
My mom's a Bills fan.
Yeah, Mom's from Buffalo, so Mom's a Bills fan. And Dad's a, stepdad is a Dolphins fan. So, you can see how this goes on certain Sundays. Which, by the way, is the last Sunday of the regular season of the NFL. Dolphins, Bills.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
Woo! Especially if it comes down to the NFC, AFC East.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be good.
It's going to get ugly. Mm-hmm. It's going to get ugly.
I think now that we've gotten all of our awards and rankings out. I
believe we've got it all.
We are going to move on to our picks for the NFL Week 13.
Week 13. Let's do it.
The first one we have down is the Saints at the Falcons. Even though the Falcons kind of not just exposed the Raiders, then again they're the Raiders. I don't have a lot of trust in the Raiders.
You know, when I picked up Derek Carr in my fantasy because I had Ben Roethlisberger because I didn't want to go against the Ravens. He had 0 points.
Okay, so
0 points.
First week,
how does a quarterback get 0 points
at my
against the Falcons?
And everyone was saying, "Start Derek Carr, start Derek Carr."
Right? I did.
Still won, by the way.
Get this. First week, I did fantasy at my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up Cam Newton. I started Cam Newton over Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did this. I really didn't change it.
Right.
Cam Newton had -28 points.
Oh, 0.28. I was like, -28 points is ugly, bro. Yeah, 0.28. Uh-huh. I got you.
0.28. I think the Saints are going to win, but they might miss Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Depends on how it kind of goes for them, if they're able to.
Well, here's me. And this is going to be, it's probably not going to be, I don't know. Look, I'm going to have to pick a couple of upsets here. I'm not going to go talk the whole way. I'm going to pick the Falcons to win, and I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, they don't have Drew Brees back. They got Taysom Hill. I think the Falcons are kind of rolling right now because they fired their coach. They've got that interim coach that his name's escaping me right now, but they've been playing lights out for this guy. Blew out the Raiders last week, and I think the Saints are going to walk in there, and I think they're going to shut down Kamara. I think they're going to shut down their running game. I'm going to take the Falcons to win.
But the only reason I disagree with you is because the Falcons don't have a secondary.
Because the Saints don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but I think Taysom Hill is still an amazing playmaker.
Sure, absolutely.
And they have Jameis Winston, too. Fun fact, led the NFC in passing yards last year.
Also led the NFC in interceptions.
Don't argue with me.
Look, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
Don't argue with
me. Look, I'm just saying. Look, 30 touchdowns is unbelievable. So is 30 interceptions. Right. Go steal some more crab legs. Next.
Lions and the Bears. Or the Lions are at the Bears. I think the Bears, their defense is kind of...
Wow. Stinker bowl.
Yeah. That's really nice.
You've really got to be a fan to watch this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the Sunday ticket. You know what I'm not going to be watching any of?
The Lions.
The Lions and the Bears. Yeah.
I still think the Bears, like, I don't trust their quarterback. Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't trust the... Lions.
You know what I don't trust? I don't trust an NFL coach with a girl's last name. And I'm glad the Lions fired somebody named Matt Patricia. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm gonna take the Bears. I don't know. For no other reason than, I mean, I don't know. The Lions fired their coach.
The Bears, so. they just have a really good defense.
Their defense is really good.
And I don't think, I like Matt Stafford. I have nothing wrong
with Matt Stafford.
He's fine. But I don't think that he's going to be able to compete with the Bears defense.
Nah, Bears defense is really good.
Sorry.
There you go. What's next?
Browns and the Titans.
Oh, 8-3 versus 8-3. AFC matchup. Possible playoff implications here, Rob. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Titans. Derrick Henry.
Titans. The Browns are the worst 8-3 team I've ever seen in my life.
Amen.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, you know what he needs to do?
Stop playing.
Stick to commercials.
Yeah.
He's much better. He's a much better commercial actor guy than quarterback.
We try not to be too rude to any teams, but it's
kind of... It's fine. You know what? I have nothing against the Browns. That's great. But one day I woke up and the Browns were 8-3, and I was like, what? The Browns are 8-3? Yeah. I don't know how. But the Browns are gonna wake up. I think the Titans are gonna handle the Browns pretty easily someday.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be a wake up call for the Browns.
So. I think so.
They're gonna have to start really having that.
Oh, can I go next?
Sure.
Can I go next? The next game on the docket is gonna be the 2-8-1 Bengals heading as south as you possibly could in continental America to face our Miami Dolphins. Rod, can I tell you how I think it's gonna win?
Miami.
The Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
I think Miami, too. Yeah. Is Tua playing that game?
It doesn't matter. I actually think Fitzmagic's going to play this one.
I still think Fitzmagic threw that great touchdown pass against the Jets.
It's fine. We're playing the Bengals. It's fine.
The Bengals don't have a quarterback either.
I think they said that Tua had some black tape around his thumb during practice. So let's just let him look. Yeah. This is like we're playing the Bengals. Let's let Tua sit out another week. Let's get healthy.
I thought that Xavier Howard, one of the cornerbacks on the Dolphins, leads the league in picks.
Right.
It's going to be kind of hard for them to pass. Like, really, if I'm being honest, is A.J. Green isn't doing very well.
Who's their quarterback?
Josh Rosen?
No. Who's the Bengals quarterback?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's so it doesn't really matter. A.J. Green has that guy that's throwing the ball to him. No.
We both picked the Dolphins.
We definitely picked the Dolphins. This next one should be pretty simple, too. Rock, go for it.
Jaguars and Vikings.
Oh!
Vikings are going to steamroll the Jaguars with Dalvin Cook.
I think all we're waiting on right now is the Jaguars to move to London. I think that's what we're all waiting on right now. Yeah. The Vikings, I agree. The Vikings get to 500. I think the Vikings are a sleeper team to make the playoffs. I think Kirk Cousins is playing really well. And Dalvin Cook's playing really well. I think the Jaguars are going to go 1-11. And I think the Jaguars, sleeper team for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. They go to 1-11. Vikings all day. Next up. Oh, speaking of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Speaking of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
Raiders at Jets.
Raiders at Jets. The Jets are actually still playing football at home. How sad.
Yeah, the Raiders are going to once again embarrass the Jets.
Yeah, even if it wasn't for, even if there wasn't COVID, nobody would be at the Jets game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Raiders lost 43-6 last week. I wonder what they're going to do against the 0-11 Jets. I mean, you got to go with the Raiders, right?
Yeah, you got to go with the Raiders. I don't think. The Jets have made really...
But it would be so Jets to mess around and win this game. Yeah. Just to lose out on Trevor Lawrence. That would be so Jets of them. I'm a Dolphins fan. I hate the Jets, by the way.
Then we have Colts and Texans.
and the Texans.
Let's make a clear winner for the Raiders and Jets. Raiders.
The clear winner of the Raiders and the Jets are the people that stay away from the Raiders and the Jets game. That's the clear winner.
We just both pick Raiders. Raiders. Colts and Texans. Colts because of their wide receiver. I think they have a good wide receiver core.
That defense is ugly on the Colts.
Yeah, it is. I think they have a good wide receiver core and a good quarterback to throw to their wide receivers.
Yeah, Philip
Rivers. Their running back isn't bad.
He's still got a little lead in his pencil. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's doing all right.
And their defense is just lights out Darius Leonard and DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, that defense is steady.
It's scary.
I'll take the Colts. I think they'll be a pretty good game, though, especially in Houston. But, I'll still take the Colts.
But the Texans are, I think they're still a pretty good team.
No, the Texans are pretty good. They're actually pretty good.
They have Kenny Stills at wide receiver, who's still a big playmaker, even though DeAndre Hopkins has gotten traded. Mm-hmm. I think he's still a good playmaker to not replace. But
and I have a personal interest in this game because I need the Texans to lose. I need the Texans to lose. Sadie. I need the Texans to lose because the Dolphins get the Texans' first-round draft pick. So, as far as the Texans losing, that's perfect for me. It really works out well for me. So, I think we're both in agreement. Colts over Texans. Rob, keep going.
This is my game time pick. I couldn't decide. The Rams at the Cardinals.
Good game.
That's going to be a really good game.
That's a good game.
I don't know if that Cardinals offense compete with that 49ers
defense.
Rams defense.
I think they can.
Maybe I'm not sure.
I know Kyler Murray said Kyler Murray's had trouble this year with good defenses. He's had trouble with good defenses.
Not against Seattle, Eden.
That's true. It's true. We'll see how this good defense.
I still think. I don't know. It depends on the productivity of Jared Goff.
It's true.
I don't know. They're putting too much trust in him.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Cards. I don't know why. I think they're going to outscore. I think it's going to be more of an offensive game. And I think DeAndre Hopkins makes the difference. So I'm going to take the Cards over the Rams.
I'll have to agree with you. I don't have a clear winner on this game, though.
All right. These next two are going to be pretty easy, so let's blow through them real fast.
Seahawks against Giants. Yeah,
Giants at Seattle. There's Seahawks. No way that you're going to go across the country and beat Seattle. Seattle wins.
And I pick them. DK is lighting it up. Yeah. And the Giants defense, it's usually pretty good, but it's not going
to
compete.
Well, let me say this one. This is fun for me to say. The 3-7-1 Eagles at the Packers. Oh, that's so gross. Ties are so gross.
Packers.
Oh, yeah, Packers. You can't go to Lambeau. Eagles aren't going to go to Lambeau and do anything. Packers win.
Carson Wentz can't throw
anything. Terrible. Oh, this is terrible. I love this so much. The 5-6 Patriots against the Chargers.
I picked the Chargers. I don't know. I trust.
Did you pick the Chargers?
Good for you.
I think
that offense is still going to.
Good for you.
It's not going to tear up the Patriots defense, but I still think that Justin Herbert is the big enough playmaker to get through the Patriots.
Look, I'll say this. To fly from Boston to L.A., it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to go across the country and win a game. I agree with you. I'm going to take the Chargers in this one.
Same with me. Okay. Broncos at Chiefs. This is 2 years ago where Patrick Mahomes, I think, tore his ACL.
Yep, this was the game.
Yeah.
This is it.
But
AFC West. Yeah. This is big time. This is big time.
The Broncos don't have a quarterback. Sorry, frog in my throat. The Chiefs are just going to annihilate them.
Yeah, this
that
is not
Patrick did Tyreek. Patrick Mahomes, the Tyreek Hill connection, is almost unstoppable against a top five defense last week.
Totally.
I can't trust that Broncos defense to defend that.
I think we spent too much time on this already. For sure, Chiefs win.
Yeah. Washington Steelers. Steelers, 100%, 1,000%. Washington's not going to beat the Steelers.
Oh, look, I'll say this. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
Thank you. dude, Washington's defense is steady. Washington's got a steady defense. I'm not saying they're going to go to Pittsburgh and win. I'm not going to say that at all. But Washington has a good defense. Washington has a good running game, and Washington has a good defense. So I'm going to pick the Steelers, but I'm going to call this one a close one.
Yeah, Antonio Gibson is a great running back. Totally agree. But it's like the Cowboys were nothing on Thanksgiving. Fake punts.
Oh God, are you really? You're gonna keep doing this, aren't you?
I hate to believe.
You're just gonna keep doing this, aren't you? It's an NFL team. It's a professional football team.
Sorry, my bad.
It's all right. It's okay. Who do you take?
I take the Steelers. The Steelers defense is gonna just shut down the Washington offense.
Let's hope not. I got Antonio Gibson in my fantasy.
Yeah.
All right, two left.
The Bills at the 49ers. I don't know. That's going to be a really good game.
It's tough.
Watch that game, guys.
It's going to be a tough one. What is it? It's a team coming from Buffalo, flying to San Francisco. It's tough. Those cross-country trips are tough.
I can't trust that 49ers offense.
Oh, no.
They're missing two amazing key parts in George Kittle and Jimmy Garoppolo. Raheem Mostert.
I think Wilson's coming back, though.
Oh, he is?
I think he is.
He's not going to make the difference, but he's definitely going to come in 49ers' favor.
I think it'd be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. I can't find a clear winner, honestly.
I'll take the Bills.
The Bills, maybe.
That Bills defense is pretty steady. I'll take the Bills.
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys and the Ravens. I think the Ravens.
So who did you hoop? I mean, back it up. Bills 49ers.
Pick one. I have an unclear winner. I can't tell.
Oh, so you're not going to pick one?
I can't pick one of them.
On the fence rock, huh?
Yeah.
Not picking a winner?
I can't.
Isn't this segment called Pick the Winners?
But I can't find a clear
Just
winner.
Pick one.
I can't decide.
It's not for money. Close your eyes and pick one. Heads or tails? Quick, heads or tails?
Tails.
Rock picks the 49ers.
Okay.
Next game, Cowboys at the Ravens.
Ravens. Even if their third string quarterback, Trace McSorley, is in, he's still just going to rip.
Rock, tell us about Trace McSorley.
He's the greatest quarterback in all of history.
That's not true. That's not true.
The Ravens, I don't know. The Cowboys have done fake punts on 24?
I don't know.
Their head coach is just nonsense.
It was terrible. Yeah. It is what it is. The Cowboys are having the Cowboys are having themselves a nice little 2020 here, is I guess the best way that you can put it. Ravens. Yeah.
Robert Griffin III starting.
Oh, God, he's awful.
I like Robert Griffin III. He's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, it's fine. He was fine at Baylor. I'll take the Ravens. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we did it, guys.
We did.
This was the first episode. Rock, you want to add anything?
Brush your teeth. Play football, watch football, enjoy football.
Football. All right, guys, that's it. That was the first episode.
Hope you tune in again.
Absolutely. For Rock, I'm Eli. No flags on this one. Have a good one, guys.
See ya.